Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that, whether you're texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution as a whole. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend. You spend with me or with us, hopefully with me, you know what I'm saying? And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we're going to talk a little bit this hour about the elite, the real power brokers, the ones that are really calling the shots. You know, 10 years ago, you've heard me change. But over 10 years ago, I would have sat here and said, you know, come on. We've got more control than you think we have. Yada, yada, yada. That the power brokers, yeah, they're involved. They're engaged. There's a lot of things they're trying to do. But we, the people, are calling the shots. Well, it just shows you how naive I was. And how I've come around. Because I believe that there were enough fighters out there, enough people making noise and getting in their way to keep them from having that kind of power. I was incorrect. Do we have the people? Oh, yeah, we have the people out there. But are they willing to fight? That's a whole different story. See, willing to fight isn't necessarily hopping on Facebook and posting and doing and putting up all kinds of nasty stuff. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that's not it. What are you doing at the street level? What are you doing with your friends and loved ones? Do you know what I mean? Are you making enough noise with them so they know what's going on, so they know where you stand? Listen, if you lose those friendships, if you lose those relationships you never had them to begin with, come on. I'm telling the truth. And money does the play. You know, as I told you, I do political consulting. And when it comes in the best place, the place I do the best in is the smaller cities, counties, towns, that kind of stuff. And the reason is they all run the same. It's usually a group of businessmen. It's usually a small group of business people that run the show. That simple. And if you can get to them and you get them to understand, and they're true, they really believe that they want the community to be better, they want the community to be stronger, you can usually get them to get involved and get engaged. They have to trust the person doing it. They would have to trust me, for instance, if I was the one running the projects, the programs, or whatever. Right? And then you get them involved, you get them engaged, and they see that you're able to do what you said you're going to do. And that's how you strengthen these communities. That's how you make things work. So it's not unfathomable or out of the realm of reality to believe that there are men with, you know, a gazillion dollars and women across this globe that want globalism, that want true control. And then get past that for a minute. Let's talk about the pharmaceutical industry. Trump was right. They threw a billion dollars against him. because he was calling them out for how much money they were making. He was calling them out for how ridiculous it was that we were paying the lion's share of these drugs that were going to market. And I have friends that are in the pharmaceutical, well, they're not the pharmaceutical world, medical world, I'll put it that way. And a lot of what they're coming up with, a lot of the product that they're coming up with, does away with pharmaceuticals. For certain things, it'll make pharmaceuticals a thing of the past. And the pharmaceutical companies are fighting them tooth and nail to keep them from bringing their product to market, because what happens? Right? I mean, if you get, if there's a prostate a drug, you know, cancer drug or whatever drug there is, and these guys have a medical device for it, a physical device, then I don't need a pharmaceutical anymore, right? There's so many pills, pills out there to fix just about everything. A friend of mine that died a year ago probably kept himself alive the last 10 years of his life. Yeah, 10, 12 years of his life. With pills, he had a bag of, if he ever got pulled over by the cops, they would have arrested him for being a dealer. That's how many pills he had. I think he had like 30-some-odd different pills in his bag. And every place he went, he took it with him. Was in the car all the time. So, there's like $1 billion in that. So why would they allow Trump to cut into that? When you talk about the money going on, you know, look it. Bill Gates comes from a rich family. I get it. Get all that. They had money. But I grew up in that industry. I know the Bill Gates story. Okay, and I know how he took advantage. But he really didn't take advantage. He was just a shrewd businessman. Okay? Think about, I mean, without getting into the minutiae of everything, think about what he did. He provided a system to allow computers to work. Because we get a computer would know what you've heard is an operating system, which would be like, you know, Windows or the Apple system or what have you. Right? Those are operating systems. But it allows all that software to work on your machine, because the computer in and of itself is an empty egg. There's nothing in it. So, again, go back to what that man did, and by giving that software at first to all the computer manufacturers, he was able to corner the market. So why should we? I don't begrudge him the money he made. I don't begrudge him the ability he in the early days to make money to grow the company. Later on, when he had the money to crush a whole bunch of small companies, that was distasteful. That was wrong. And that's the power. It's funny. Rank and file screams about Walmart because they put so many small businesses out. But what about Gates and companies like his? Joe Mazzini, your host. Clay Clarkson, join me. He's the author and a talk show host. You're going to join me to discuss how these rich people are getting richer, how they've gotten more powerful, and how they're pretty much running everything. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take take the poll, get involved, get engaged. Wait till the break, though, because I don't bring guests on so we can talk to ourselves. I want to make sure that you hear what's going on, you know what's happening. And we were talking about this earlier, about the powerful. And some of you think that because somebody, you know, some of these groups, some of these, you know, people are so powerful, you don't have a chance. You don't have a shot. You don't have a way to bring them down. But remember something. I'm not going to get all colonial on you, but, you know, our founding fathers, who did they go up against? They went up against the most powerful military on the face of the planet.
And we won, obviously. We're speaking English right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, seriously, we're not bowing to the Queen. We can beat this. We can beat these people, but you have to believe, you have to know they're there, and you have to get away from your Facebook keyboard and actually fight back for real. I've asked Clay Clark to join me. He's an author and a talk show host. And Clay, thanks for being with me.
I greatly appreciate you for allowing me to join you and your audience tonight.
Well, we're going to have a, I can tell already we're going to have a good time. Where do people catch your show, the Thrive Time Show?
Well, the Thrive Time Show is a podcast, and we have about a half million listeners. Most people find us by going just to ThriveTimeShow.com, ThriveTimeShow.com, or Spotify, iTunes, that kind of thing. And we just had Lynn Wood on today's show.
Oh, wow. Well, and he's cranking right now.
He is cranking. This
you
is
know, what's his good news for the day?
Well, I would just encourage people to look at it like this. There are two wars being waged at the same time in the courts. Battle number one would be the Team Trump, Trump team. They are fighting to make sure that President Trump gets back in office. And that's their case is more than likely going to be seen by the Supreme Court, and that's what's going to happen there. Team number two, and it doesn't mean that team number two is less important or more important. It just means team number two, that would be Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. They're exposing voter corruption that's been happening throughout the great United States for decades. And that will, as prosecutions begin and as the truth becomes more and more evident, that will involve the arrests of many people, some of which are Republicans and some of which are Democrats, I would say. Maybe 60 to 70% of those are Democrats, and 30 to 40% of those are Republicans. And so the Sidney Powell and Wood team isn't along party lines. It is the We the People a court case.
Oh, sure.
Whereas the President Trump team, President Trump has obviously decided to run as a Republican and to be a Republican president, but that will also go to the Supreme Court, and I believe Team Trump will be victorious as well.
You know, Clay, I got to tell you something. First of all, let's, you know, with that part of the investigation, that's not going to happen. That may not happen before the actual swearing-in time comes, you know, Inauguration Day comes. This is going to be a long, long ongoing situation. But my, I don't know what you're hearing from your listeners, but my listeners are telling me they're upset. They're kind of disenchanted with the system, if you would, because we've had 4 years and nobody's been taken away in handcuffs. Nobody really has been brought up on the charges they should have been brought up on. What makes us think it's going to change this time? What's your thoughts?
Well, we have a new Secretary of Defense. President Trump has put in a new Secretary of Defense who is willing to actually implement the Insurrection Act, which is going to be quite a laser show when that occurs. Two, we now know who's not on President Trump's team and who is. I mean, what is going on with the Department of Justice of Bill Barr? Well, what's going on is nothing. Bill Barr is doing nothing. And so that lets you know that when you have the evidence, when you have the facts, when you have the proof right in front of you, and you know the right thing to do and you choose not to do it, you are complicit in the crimes that are being done is how I would look at it. And so we now know that Bill Barr is not on our team.
Is it that he's not on our team? Is he one of the old-timers that feels you've got to have? And again, I'm not a Bill Barr fan, or I'm not negative on him. I'm just saying, is he looking? These guys don't like to lose. So is he looking to make sure that he has exactly the information that he needs, the proof that he has to nail these guys? Or do you think he's been sitting on it all this time? Do you think he knew about Hunter Biden's laptop a year ago?
Well, I can speak to the FBI director, Christopher Wray. This is an interesting idea. The FBI has had its hands on Hunter Biden's laptop for a long time. A long time.
Right.
Not 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, but, you know, a long time. And so Christopher Wray has decided to do nothing, and that is the, you know, current director of the FBI. Why would you do nothing when you have a person who has of the profile of Hunter Biden, who gives access to foreign enemies to the vice president of these great United States? Well, the reason why you would do nothing is because doing something would cause you to have to arrest your friends or maybe even arrest yourself. And so we now know that Christopher Wray is not on our team.
No. And again, you don't know much about my past. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the 70s there where mafia was very prevalent. You saw the influence that they had, not only on politicians, but, you know, local business owners. And you know, they were the money men. They were the thugs. They were the guys that had the real power. You know, when I see what Roberts comes through on the Supreme Court, some of his rulings, I have to believe that these guys have got they've either got something on them or they're threatening them with physical harm, threatening their family with physical harm. What do you think about that?
I do believe that the way Roberts has been voting on everything is very concerning. And however, I can say that when you put yourself up on the let's say you want to be a professional athlete, right? And then it comes down time for you to shoot the ball in a sporting contest with millions of people watching. There's a lot of stress with that. There's a lot of risk with that. But that's why you're a professional athlete. No, I'm not equating this. I'm not saying professional sports is similar to being the Supreme Court justice. All I'm just saying is when you become sworn in and confirmed as a Supreme Court justice, you know that eventually you're going to have to make a tough call. And when you make that tough call, your family or yourself, your health may be put online. And so we should not be shocked that the Supreme Court is asked to do things that are supreme. That's why they are the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. I think we have a little more teeth right now because you've got five conservatives on there,
yes.
Four solid conservatives, one a bit squishy. I kind of like the joke and say, you know, think about who's coming up in front of the Supreme Court right now. You've got Joey, well, I call him Joey B, but you got Joe Biden coming up in front of the Supreme, and there's Clarence Thomas looking out there going, hey, Joey, haven't seen you in a while.
Mm.
Let's remember the old days. Now, I'm sure they'll do the right thing. Don't get me wrong. But you're going to tend to look at more of what they say and look at what they're doing. You got Kavanaugh up there looking down on Harris and saying, hey, should I give you the same fair shake you gave me? I mean, I realize, that, again, that they're going to go by the letter of the law, but you've got no real solid friends up there, which is going to, I think is going to make it a little tough on them to get any kind of leniency.
Yeah, well, what Joe Biden has been doing is very corrupt. His close connections with the Chinese government and putting America in a spot where we continue to lose out and to sell out the American people to benefit the Chinese. That just doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, and I encourage everybody out there to think about this today. Think about how the 2020 elections were conducted. All right,
listen, Clay, hold on. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Clay Clark joins me after the break. Okay.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime. But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5567. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and or really the easiest way to do it, if you want a text alert that shows about ready to start, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Let me get back to my guest. Clay Clark joins me. He's the author of Fear Unmasked and host of the Thrive Time Show. And pleasure to have you on with me, Clay. I appreciate your time.
I really do appreciate you allowing me to be here with your listeners.
Well, listen, let's get down to it. What got me to call you today was a mutual friend of ours gave me some information on you, and you've written about the supervillains trying to take down America. And I've always stayed away from these kind of stories, or I had in the past. But my whole mindset has changed towards it, only because as you saw what the social media giants, the Twitters of the world, we were just talking about there during the break, and Facebook said, well, you see how much power they actually have. But we never really gave much thought, usins, to Bill Gates, George Soros, and some of those people at the top of that tech world, if you would. Not even want to talk about China yet, but you've written quite a bit around this, haven't you?
Yes, I would just say for anybody out there, one, go to timetofreeamerica.com and do not believe anything that I'm saying to you. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com, or better yet, email us right now, info@thrivetimeshow.com, info@thrivetimeshow.com, and I will prove it to you. But let's just go with George Soros for a second. All right, if you think about the election that just occurred, step number one, there's a four-step process for the election. Step number one, we vote using these Canadian-owned Dominion vote counting machines that use Chinese parts in 28 states. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me that we're using Canadian-owned voting machines with Chinese parts. But step number two, the software that we use to count the votes is called Smartmatic, which was developed by communist Venezuelans with close ties to the Chavez and Maduro family. Step number three, your votes are then shipped to Frankfurt, Germany, where they are stored on Amazon servers. And step number four, your votes are then counted in Barcelona, Spain, using software that gives people the ability to switch the votes. Well, where do you think George Soros has chosen to set up office? Well, George Soros decided to share office space in the very same building in Toronto where Dominion, the hardware used for the elections, they just happened to share office space together in the same building. George Soros. That George Soros is at the very epicenter of voter fraud. Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah, it's amazing to me, again, why we have, do we not know how to count? We have such a bad education system that we don't have enough companies here that can actually count votes, that we have to send it overseas, we have to send it to Germany and Spain, to your point. It makes absolutely no sense to anybody who thinks it through. And why don't we do it all here? You know, why wouldn't we want to do it all? Why wouldn't we want to put Americans to work? Why wouldn't we want to make it happen in the great old USA? Because you couldn't cheat like they have, could you?
Well, what's happening is America, I guess people have fallen asleep at the wheel. People aren't aware. Politicians are corrupt for whatever reason. You look at it, all we know is that a man like George Soros, who we know is a terrible person, I mean, he appeared on 60 Minutes joking when asked about being a Nazi and confiscating people's property and herding them off to concentration camps when he was a young man. He laughed about it on a 60 Minutes interview. And we're allowing this guy to be at the very epicenter of our elections. He's sharing office space with the very people making our hardware. Now, another example here, this is very interesting, is if you follow the money. You remember how when you got COVID-19, early on they said, you need to take Remdesivir. Do you remember that? You need
right.
to take
oh, Remdesivir. Yeah, I do. Yep.
Well, guess who owns the patent on Remdesivir, in conjunction with China? George Soros. And now think about this. Remdesivir is $3,100 per dose. $3,100 per usage of this. Okay, that's what Remdesivir costs. And Remdesivir never made it through trials. It turns out Remdesivir, when you take Remdesivir for an upper respiratory infection known as COVID-19, you end up dying from renal failure, from kidney, liver issues, because Remdesivir causes renal failure. You have an upper respiratory problem that's easily treatable with budesonide. It's easily treatable with ivermectin and budesonide. You have a problem called COVID-19. Oh, okay, you have a hard time breathing. I know what. Let's give you a poison created by George Soros in conjunction with China called Remdesivir. And it is expensive. So there again, you see at the epicenter of the voter fraud and the medical fraud, you see the same people.
Well, we've seen the medical fraud going on for decades. I mean, I don't know how long you've been, you know, looking at the medical world, but I've been looking at it for decades, and I keep talking about how much this stuff is and why is there so much money behind it when in a lot of ways they have no responsibility, especially with the vaccines for, you know, young kids, they have no responsibility for anything to go sideways. So what's the great cost? What is the biggest cost behind? Well, we both know what it is, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, is it?
I think it is going to stop pretty soon.
You do?
Have you been onto
You're an optimist.
Have you been onto the YouTube channel Monkey Works?
No. No.
Oh, it's a gift. It's a gift. I give you the gift. It's Monkey Works, WERX. It's on YouTube. I encourage you while you're driving around, while you're, you know, quarantining, while you're lockdowning, whatever it is you're supposed to do in your state there. Just hit play and listen to it. These are a group of people that break down the U.S. air travel. Okay, they break down, you know, where planes are going, where military planes are going, and they get a chance to share with you information that's publicly available, but I think most people are unable to decipher. And there is all sorts of activity going on right now. I mean, there is massive activity happening in these United States in the air. As an example, we have massive C-17, these big old huge transport, large military transport aircraft. They're all massing right now in Nevada. And that's a fact. Well, why are they massing in Nevada? Why did we switch to a new Department of Defense secretary? Because it's about to go down.
Really? You think so?
I know so.
How do you see it playing out? I'll put it that way.
Well, what's going to happen is Supreme Court will hear a case in one shape or form where they get a chance to look at the voter fraud for what it is, and they get to make a ruling. And after they make the ruling, there's a bunch of people that are paid by yet again, George Soros. You keep hearing that name. You see, George Soros is one of the lead people behind the funding of the domestic terrorist organization called Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The man funding that, his name is George Soros, and they've already made an effort to, they're going to start all sorts of shenanigans and violence the moment that President Trump is named as the president. And then we're going to have to use our military. President Trump's going to have to use the Insurrection Act to calm down to quell the violence. And partly what George Soros wants. I just don't believe that George Soros and a lot of these idiots that decided to mess with our country over the past 20 years recognize that President Donald J. Trump would be such a populist president and would be so beloved by the people that despite large systemic industrial level voter fraud, he still won.
Yeah, Clay, you know, I agree with you from a standpoint. I think that they didn't realize how popular he was. And I think the reason, now this may be a good thing, because the reason they made so many mistakes and why the thievery was so visible was they only expected Trump to be popular by, you know, a few tens of thousands of votes. When they saw 40 and 50 and 60,000 votes, they just started throwing stuff at trying to get Biden ahead. And I think that's where the mistakes were made.
They got clumsy because, again, I don't think a lot of people recognize, if you're a communist or you're a George Soros or you're somebody who doesn't love America, I don't think they don't recognize how much Americans love our freedoms. I would say Americans, and I'll put myself in this category, I think we've taken them for granted. I always stand every time we play the national anthem, right? I mean, I have American flags everywhere. I love our country, but I think we've all taken it for granted in some capacity. But as people all across America and Arizona began to see their rights being stripped in California, people in Texas, they began in Michigan, they began to show up in droves with their Trump flags and their Trump trains and their Trump boat parades, and they began to rally, and the energy level kept rising and rising and rising. And I believe the Democrats thought, man, we might need to steal 5% of the vote, you know, with voter fraud using the Smartmatic machines and the Dominion machines and the Smartmatic software. But President Trump beat all predictions yet again. And this time, President Trump knows what's at stake. The very heart of our country is at stake. Yep. He cannot wait around for somebody else to do it.
Well, Clay, I'm sure we both believe in capitalism. I got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Love to have you on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. If you're looking for military specialists,
specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Can't just, you know, sit on Facebook and...
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved with the discussion that's going on there. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and that you're truly listening. And you're actually acting on what you're hearing. Clay Clark joins me. He's the author of Fear Unmasked and the host of the Thrive Time Show. And before we get into this, Clay, tell people where they can find the show, where they can get your book, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. When you go there, you can see everything that we've said on today's show and any show I'm ever on. I always support it with facts. Or you can fire me off an email to info@thrivetimeshow.com, info@thrivetimeshow.com, and I'll show you 30-plus pages of documented voter fraud that I've been rounding up with the attorney Lynn Wood and Roger Stone directly.
Yeah, I mean, I love what these guys are doing. I really do. And the video and everything else that we're seeing coming across. And yet, but you already know this, Clay, mainstream media says, nothing to see here. Isn't that just... It's genuine deceit, or they're swallowing the pills that they're being handed. You know, one of the two. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, I would just say this. You at a certain point, if you've ever been in a fight with a bully or somebody at a bar or in high school or something, when you're fighting against somebody that has nothing to lose, it's very scary. When you're fighting with somebody with no principles and nothing to lose, it's really, really scary. And so what's happening is Republicans are showing up with the Constitution. You know, you're showing up with the facts. You're showing up with the ability to discuss, you know, in a way that's measured and appropriate without, you know, even watching Mike Pence videos or something. And meanwhile, the Democrats are showing up going, oh, yeah, I'm going to burn your house down. Wah! You know, they're going, oh, yeah, we don't even follow the Constitution. And they just scream and yell and freak out, and they're somewhere between weird and demonic, these people, you know? And so we're now, as Republicans, recognizing, okay, these people don't even follow constitutional law. I mean, as it relates to voting, these people have been bought and paid for with Hunter Biden. You're seeing this. And so what's going to have to happen right now is everybody is going to need to take a deep breath and prepare yourself for what's going to happen when the Supreme Court rules on behalf of voter integrity, on behalf of we the people, and says you cannot jerry-rig, you cannot change election law last minute without following the proper process. Therefore, President Trump is our president. And the left is going to lose their minds. And they're going to do what they always do, which is tear things down, burn things down. And we're going to the president's going to have to call on his newly appointed Secretary of Defense. And it's going to get real for a while. And I would predict 2 or 3 weeks of rounding up nefarious, treasonous people using military brute force.
You know, it's funny that 2 or 3 days after the election, they were taking, in L.A. anyway, they were taking the wood down from all the windows. You know, all of downtown L.A. was boarded up. It looked like a bomb had gone off down there. And, you know, the general consensus was, and the Dems were, some of the Dems I spoke with, they were rolling their eyes. But I said, look, you know why they're taking it down? Because they know that if, you know, if President Trump loses, we don't burn down police cars and buildings. We don't smash windows and burn down the local Starbucks. Okay? We get mad. We do what we need to do, which is going to work the next day because we have to work. We have to feed our families. That's what we do. All right? If Trump had won, not only would they have put it, you'd probably have some kind of private defense force out there you'd have to have, because that's, to your point, that's exactly what they're going to do. But Clay, I'm now of the mindset, no matter which side wins, if you would, I think America wins, obviously, if Trump wins, but no matter which side wins, I think you're going to see violence either way.
I would say this, you are going to see violence. However, I want to make sure people understand this. Trump is going to win, okay? President Trump is going to win.
I agree with you. I do agree.
He's going to win. And I will tell you that I am not scared. You should not be scared. You're listening. I know you're not scared, but I'm saying we should not be scared of the tactics of the Luciferian left. We should not be scared of the tactics of the Luciferian left. We need to understand these people are evil people. And what the only way to deal with evil people is to bring the sword. All right? They respect the sword. All right? Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is our military is going to have to fight back against these corrupt, treasonous people. And I don't know if you ever saw some of the earlier videos, but some of the states did call on their National Guard to deal with Antifa. Mm-hmm. And some of the videos were almost – it was almost like watching highlights, you know, where you see an old Ronnie Lott San Francisco 49ers video where he would just destroy people with a tackle and you'd go, oh, ooh. It was kind of like that, though, but it was real people who are trained, real professional trained law enforcement people going against these idiot Antifa people that live in their mother's basements that have not had a real job or played a real sport in their entire life. And these people were getting destroyed by law enforcement. So when you talk about our military, think about that. Think about our trained – have you ever met somebody who's an active-duty Marine? Think about our active-duty Marine and our active-duty Rangers going against Antifa. It's going to be awesome in a powerful. I mean, it's going to be epic. And all you need to do is just see two or three people beat up right in front of you, just decimated in front of you, and Antifa's going to be waving the white flag.
Oh yeah. Oh look at. Hey, I've seen some pushback from the MAGA people towards Antifa, and they run. So, to your point, how much of, let's just be blunt here, right? How much of a warrior are you when you have to wear a mask over your face, you're dressed in all black, and the only people you're really punching are 82 women and walkers, okay? You're tripping 82-year-old men, you're beating up old ladies. Clay, I'm not speaking for you here, but I always say it to me, you got guts? Come find me. Stop beating up 82-year-old women. I'm giving you open license. Come find me. I'll meet you somewhere. Let's see if you're really a man. Let's see if you're really willing to fight for your principles and not just trip old women and old men.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it was really sad. I have a friends of mine who went to D.C. a few weeks ago to show their support for the president when they had that big rally there in Washington, D.C., the big Trump rally. And it was sad, but there was footage that emerged of Antifa realized quickly during the day, Black Lives Matter recognized during the day, there was just too many patriots out there, too many former military to start violence. So these people waited till elderly people were alone at night.
Yep.
And they started beating up and harassing elderly people in Washington, D.C. at night. What a bunch of weasels. But folks, listen, if you're listening right now, and you want to get access to information that you probably can't find anywhere else as it relates to voter fraud, because I know you're trying to share this with your friends and family, please take my challenge and email me right now to info@thrivetimeshow.com, info@thrivetimeshow.com, or you can fire me off a text directly, 918-851-6920, 918-851-6920. And I'm going to send you so much irrefutable fact-based information. We're talking about videos, signed affidavits, irrefutable evidence of the voter fraud. You can begin to share that with your friends and family. It's all cited. It's all documented. And it's mind-blowing.
Okay, so we've only got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to do what I do to everybody. How does this play out? Right? So President Trump gets, he gets elected, or he is elected. He's already won. We realize that. So it gets solidified by SCOTUS. And now we go into the violence for 3 weeks. What do you see him play out, let's say, in the next year, next 12 months?
What do I see? What I see is President Trump getting in office. I see the voter fraud and medical fraud being exposed again by charging people with crimes they did commit and just following the money. I mean, just following the money, finding the mayors and the governors that have been benefiting from the Chinese in one way, in direct or indirectly. And I'm going to see a time of transparency and a time where the truth is revealed. Because what's happening is we've had COVID-19 in America for a year, right? And at the end of this year, we haven't seen a dramatic increase in the number of deaths across America. I'm sure you've covered that. There isn't a dramatic increase in the number of deaths in America. So if we had a super deadly virus, you would think there would be an epic number of increased deaths at the end of the year. And so because there's not, now we say, uh-oh. And people are discovering that the PCR tests, the COVID-19 tests, those tests are supposed to be calibrated at 17 cycles or 17 amplifications. And those are intentionally and nefariously calibrated at 37 to 40 cycles, which means we have fake results. We had fake models to start this whole craziness. Now we have fake PCR tests. And now it turns out that the number of deaths didn't turn out to be as big as we thought. And we have corrupt medical officials keeping you from taking ivermectin, budesonide, hydroxychloroquine, and other effective treatments. And so I believe it's going to end on the side of justice and truth shall prevail. That is my predictions for 2020.
I still believe, and I agree probably with about 85% of what you said. I think that Trump is going to have trying to find people that will fight like he does. Come on. How many patriots, how many people do you know could take the beating he's taken and keep fighting like he's fighting, even among what we thought were our warriors, if you would, in Congress? So I think he's going to have to put one hell of a team together around him in his administration to be able to push through and fight through. We've only got like a minute left, but I've always wondered why he didn't kind of force Giuliani to take the AG position for the first 2 years to do what he did in New York with the mafia. And I've always been perplexed why that didn't happen. But Clay,
I don't
Go ahead.
I would say this. I don't do super well with a speculation because I like to go with off the facts. But I can say when you become the president of the United States, you inherit a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, like Dr. Fauci's been there since 1984. You're coming in and you've got to make placements in there, right? You got to make a lot of placements. And you're leaning on your advisors to recommend key people. And I think you got some poor recommendations.
I think you got a lot of poor recommendations, Clay. Clay, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, man. We got to go.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up for the next hour. You got Joe for the whole hour, and I got some things we got to go through. We'll be back in a bit.